Midland Council is revved up for a Guinness World Record attempt this coming February in Midland Bay, with the real winner being low-income children wanting to go to camps in Ontario. A report to the recent regular meeting provided council members a look into the Sledheads 4 Kids proposal. The plan would involve trying to travel as many kilometers as possible over a 24-hour span on a closed 8-kilometer track on Georgian Bay. Organizers estimate a sledder could likely drive 3,540 kilometers on the track, which would run from Pete Pettersen Park westward and back. Catherine McDonald expressed concerns for the event, citing noise issues as well as environmental concerns, both of which were addressed in the staff report that stated the event was within town bylaw criteria. Environment and Infrastructure Director Andy Campbell clarified the proposal for council's benefit. "This is one snowmobile that is a non-modified snowmobile, so it is not a racing machine, it's just a standard snowmobile that you purchase on the market. It's not a number of snowmobiles, it's only one going in a circle for 24 hours to see if they can beat this record. This record was achieved in Muskoka a couple of years ago, and this group kind of want to challenge their buddies in the neighboring municipality." While some on council expressed further concern to the noise, noted as 71.6 decibels at 50 feet, which was less than the 82 decibels of a standard car in the same scenario, Cown. Sheldon East added a comment to ease the negative interest. "Not all of them have cans, aftermarket mufflers, on them, so a lot of them are actually pretty quiet," East explained. "Plus it gives an opportunity to put us on the map and let someone chase their dreams maybe. Food for thought on letting somebody have some fun. One night of even a little bit of noise isn't going to be the end of the world." McDonald also raised a question regarding safety on the ice, with additional concern why an event would be promoted with minimal spectator attendance in person. Campbell noted that the logistics of crowd control on February ice in the middle of the night to view a speeding vehicle warranted the minimizing of attendance. Additionally, Culture and Community Manager Karen Mealing said, "If people wanted to watch from the comfort of their home in the middle of winter time, they have that option as well." The proposed date for the event was scheduled for February 16 and 17 and will be attended by St. John's Ambulance for the safety of crew, public, spotters on the world record attempt, and to monitor track and weather conditions. A tech tent would also be located 300 meters from the Midland Bay landing shoreline to monitor and collect data, while hosting staff through the event. Proceeds from the Sledheads 4 Kids attempt will go to a Maikai camping charity to send children from families with financial need to 45 overnight camps across Ontario. The report on the Sledheads 4 Kids event can be found in the council agenda on the Town of Midland website. Council meetings are held every third Wednesday, and can be attended virtually through Zoom by contacting the Clerk's Department of Midland Town Hall for a link to the meeting. Council meetings can also be viewed on Rogers TV Cable Channel 53, or through the live stream on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are available through Rogers TV and on the Town of Midland's YouTube channel.